For those in charge of making this ambitious dream a reality, it's not just about planting trees to hold back the desert. At the Paris Climate Talks, I met up with Elvis Paul Tangham, the African Union Commissioner for the Sahara and Sahel Great Green Wall Initiative.
Great Green Wall is not only about trees. The Great Green Wall is about development. It's about sustainable, climate-smart development at all levels.
Development at all levels means sustainable land management to provide jobs and cash to keep people in their communities and able to thrive in a harsh climate. Tangham says it's a matter of life or death for millions, particularly young men.
It's about value. The issue with migration, which is a very fundamental, because there's a nexus between migration, land degradation, poverty. Every young person wants to be valued. In the African context, every young person, especially a young man, has the responsibility to take care of their family.
Tangham says idle young men who've seen crops and animals die and have no work face terrible choices. They might join rebel groups or terrorist groups like Boko Haram, or join the exodus of desperate migrants trying to cross the Mediterranean on rickety boats to find work in Europe. Although the idea of a wall of trees is a decade old, it remains more vision than reality. Yet Tangham says a lot has been achieved in terms of cooperation.
The first biggest achievement of the Great Green Wall is the fact that people of those regions have accepted to work together for a common goal. The second achievement is that each of those countries developed national action plans. That is the biggest achievement because it's now they own it. It's about ownership, and that has been the failure of development aid because people were never identified with it. But this time they identified, this is our thing.
But there has also been success on the ground, according to Tangham. About 15% of the actual wall of trees is already planted.
Senegal has reclaimed more than 4 million hectares of land along the Great Green Wall. They have planted more than 27,000 hectares of indigenous trees that don't need watering. All animals that had disappeared from those regions are reappearing. Animals like antelopes, we are talking about hares, we are talking about birds that for the past 50 years nobody saw.
The United Nations commissioned a virtual reality film to show the progress so far. It features the Fulani people at a village called Koili Alpha.
Already, our well is filling up. And now my mother doesn't have to walk for hours to get water. There's more work for everyone. And the market is busy again.
And Tangham says it's not only Senegal. There's progress in Mauritania, in Chad, Niger, Ethiopia, and Nigeria, where they've developed market gardens and grow fodder to feed animals in the dry season, giving the young population work.
You see that many young people who probably would have been joining the Boko Haram, they are now part of either the firefighting brigade, they are now part of the Great Green Wall brigade, and they are in their communities because they have a source of income and they are putting value to their lives.
And according to Tangham, another hopeful sign is the money to pay for this huge project. Last December, the UN climate meeting brought firm pledges of additional funding for the Great Green Wall.
We have generally $4 billion of pledges, which is a lot of money, and we are going to get them. French government said we are going to increase our investment in climate resilience and programs by 2020 by 1 billion euros. The president of the World Bank said they're going to give $1.9 billion for Great Green Wall and other related programs.
Still, the UN says that 100 million Africans are threatened by growing desertification as the climate changes and the worst drought in 30 years affects parts of the continent. That makes any project such as this that Africans claim as their own and believe in both more vital and more likely to succeed.
My grandfather says that all of this here is part of a great green wall that will stretch across Africa. He says it is going to be a wonder of the world.
though, as Elvis Paul Tangham and all the stakeholders agree, to realise this wonder of the world will take at least a generation. For Living on Earth, I'm Helen Palmer.